Hey, everybody. Welcome to Happy Hour. This is Two Teachers Walk Into a Bar. I am Nancy. I'm still minus one Charlotte, but she will be back with us next week. Yep, that's good news because you are very loved, Charlotte. But in the meantime, I am left to my devices or vices. Yeah, so all these sound effects are just encouragement for that little lady to come back and start doing the show with me again because I miss her so much. And I know it's been a rough road, Charlotte, but you are truly an inspiration to me. This is a really short episode, you guys, and I'm only really doing it to share an idea. It's something that is appropriate for this time of year because we're heading into a literal new year. 2023 is just around the corner, and it's a real opportunity to circle back around and catch those kids that have maybe formed some less than wonderful habits and remind them that they're starting with a clean slate. We know as teachers that some students have to start with a clean slate every minute, but a majority of them start every day with a clean slate. And the new year is sort of one of those markers that you can draw some real meaning out of for them. So you can talk to them about how their brain functions and how they can use their brain optimally to finish out this school year with a bang. I know it sounds crazy to be talking about finishing out the school year, but I swear after winter break, it's like a downhill slide to June. It is going to happen in the blink of an eye. All right, the first thing they need to understand is that their brain is their processing unit. And just like a phone, when we drop it or we hit it, it can get damaged. And so what do? We put cases on our phones, but you'd be surprised at the number of students who ride their bikes and scooters and skateboards without helmets. They need to know to protect those processing units. The second thing they need to understand is that when they learn something new, structural, physical changes happen in their brains. Neurons literally reach out and make connections with each other. Literally, they grab a hold and they form a path. And every time students practice that new skill, they're walking back and forth across this path. You know, figuratively, they're walking back and forth across the path. But it's a great demonstration to show them this if you take them to a grassy area on campus and have them walk back and forth over the same path multiple times, they'll begin to see how their footprints remain in the grass. Eventually, if they continue to walk over that same path, their feet would form a trail and the grass would recede. And then that's a more permanent pathway to follow. It's the same thing with our brains. The more we practice, the more we form a permanent pathway. And when we stop practicing or our brains perceive that information is no longer relevant to us, over time, depending on how well-worn that pathway is, those neurons can let go of each other and we lose the skill or we lose the language or we lose the memory, etc. So it's really awesome to show them that trick, walking through the grass, and to have that conversation with them about protecting their brains when they are riding a bicycle or a skateboard, etc. Accidents are accidents because they're not planned, right? And parents insist that children put cases on their phones because they are a real monetary investment. Let's face it, most of our students have better phones than we do. Put a case on your phone just in case you drop it or in case water gets spilled on it. Wear a helmet just in case you fall from your bike or your skateboard or your scooter. And know that, like, we don't plan our accidents. We don't say, I think on Tuesday during my lunch break, I will drop my phone in the toilet. Or I think when I am riding bikes with my friends on Saturday, without my helmet, I'll endo over my handlebars and split my head open. I know, what a horrible thing to think about, but it happens all the time. Ask anyone who works in an emergency room. Protect your brains, form those paths, practice new skills, and make those paths more permanent. That's what kids need to know. That's the bulk of this episode. I really don't have any shout outs, except I do. Honestly, it's to all of you teachers who keep on showing up for all of your students, because it's, while it's an exciting time of year, it's a challenging time of year because kids go a little bit bonkers with the excitement of the holidays. And I know it can be like, you know, that old cliche, herding cats, trying to get them to do what we want them to do as a group. But try to find the joy in the season. Have those conversations about their brains. And next week, I'm going to show you how to pull a rabbit out of your hat with a demonstration that will wow your students, but also help them to understand how their brains receive and retain information so that as independent learners, they can more effectively do this ambiguous blob thing that we call studying. Please do follow us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And if you would be so kind, do share us with other people who you think the show might entertain or inform, whether it's other teachers or people who have kids, people who love kids, people who act like kids, whatever. You know those people. Please share our show with them. We're so excited about the listeners that we have. In fact, one of these shows, I'm going to have to ask, where are these cities that people live in? Because I'm going to have to look at a map. I've never heard of some of the places where we have listeners, and it's really exciting. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing our podcast. Have a wonderful rest of your week and an even better weekend. Until then, till next week, raise the bar and have a wonderful happy hour. Bye-bye.